أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing after explaining to us our inherent quality of having love for this world, the immediate results, leaving out the hereafter, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking about the condition on the day of Qiyamah, the faces of those who will be successful and those who are unsuccessful, where does that journey start from? Allah says, Kalla, no insan, you still have not understood and you still don't believe in this journey going to the akhirat. إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي, when the soul will reach the collarbone. When the soul reaches the collarbone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here depicts the picture of a person now that is bidding farewell to this world. In short, a person that is dying. When a person is going to die, what happens is that the ruh is now being extracted from the body of that person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it is in such an advanced stage now that the ruh has come right up to the collarbone. It is just a couple of seconds and that person is no more, the person is dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. The person's whole life he spent in this world, he engaged in the activities of this world, and again, we have repeatedly said this, we all have to live in this world, we have to earn in this world, we are going to breathe the air of this world, we are going to drink the water of this world, we are going to have the grains and the food of this world, everything will happen here, but the focus must be akhirat. Everything that we do over here, we have to do. However, it all needs to be for the akhirat. We need to have this very simple, fundamental motive in our minds, this goal in our minds, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, that this world is a tilth for the hereafter. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقِيلَ مَنْ raq. Now, on the 11th hour of his life, in the literal sense, the dying moments of his life, people are now going to look for some way. How are we going to save this person? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again speaks about typical insan. It will be said, man raq, where is the raq? Raq is an encanter, a person in our language, a person that makes tawis, a person that can come and make some fuk. A person that can come and blow, he can come and give us some tawis, he can come and give us some water to save the life of this person. Now, is that ever going to happen? That is not going to happen. تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts a similar picture. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to mankind, you are sitting there, you are right there. On the one hand, it is our kudrat, it is our power that is at work now. This ruh is being extracted via our angels. We are also working and you also do your work. If you do not believe in my kudrat and my power, insan, you think you have all the power, you have all the might, you have all the machinery, all the sciences are on your side, then return that ruh now, take it and send it back and see whether it ever happens. Where is all your science? Where is all your medical expertise? And where are all your experts? You speak about the reversal of different diseases that you have gone into and you have researched, but now create a reversal for this, that send that ruh back and just reverse the person from the situation of death and bring him back to life. Even in this instance, that the ruh is still in his body, try and reverse it, it can never happen. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this will be called out, man raq, Who is that Mauli Sahab that is going to come now? Who is that person that's going to bring that Taweez? That person that's going to come and blow on him? That person that's going to bring some water that is going to save his life? It will never happen. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ Allah says the truth and the reality is this, that he knows now. He knows now 100% that أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ That his time for departure has come. He is now in that last moments of the departure lounge of this world. He is right there at the gates. And now that switch of life is about to be switched off. He also knows it. The people around also know it. But what is the difference? There was never a preparation for that minute. There was never a preparation for that time. And that is why now people become frantic and there is this desperate effort now to do whatever we can do. But of course, who can do anything and who can fight this Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who can reverse the situation? No power, no might, no science, nothing in all the education in this world. There is nothing that can reverse it. And then Allah says, وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ In a very, very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing total helplessness, total desperation whatsoever. That when the ruh is... When the ruh is being extracted, the person becomes restless. So when we become restless, we begin to kick our legs around, we begin to kick our feet around, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now speaking about the saq. Saq is the shank, the bottom part of the leg, Allah subhanahu or the calf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ That the calf or the shanks will become intertwined. It will intertwine with the shank. In other words, one leg will be crossed over the other. How helpless has man become? Ulama have explained this, that now the ruh is coming out and its relationship now with the bottom part of the body has been totally cut off. When that switch has been switched off, that leg now will remain intertwined, winded over each other. And now who can unfold it? The person doesn't have the strength. That same legs that we use to walk from one place to another at our own whims and fancies towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those same legs that we use without even thinking about anything whatsoever, now that person that is leaving the world, that is departing, now he becomes absolutely helpless that he cannot even unwind that leg from the other and it will remain like that. However, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that this saq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here could also refer one is to this world and the other is the next world. One realm to the next realm. Now this person has come, so we say, at the crossroads. Everything is intertwined now. He is now at the crossroad in between life and in between death. And others have said that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants to show that where is the strength of man. He is absolutely helpless. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ That on that day his journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begun. Al-Masaq. That he will be now herded towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing now that can stop this journey. That person is going to be pushed forward into the alame barzakh, into the life of the qabr, and then from there, obviously, the life hereafter, nobody can return him, nobody can reverse the situation. This is the reality, and this is the beginning of the journey towards the hereafter. Brothers and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, and we can see just this one surah alone, how many times in different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about this reality that is going to come. Maut is going to come. Man is going to go through the transitional phase of alame barzakh, and all of us are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no exception to this, and there is nothing that is going to stop it. There is no power that can turn it or reverse it, and hence it is for us to take heed. And in this month of Ramadan, there is never a better opportunity for us in these few moments that is left to sit down, reflect, take stock, change the direction of our lives and change and turn towards Allah Bari Ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.